Well, first and foremost, an anniversary such as this allows the organization to educate the public, not just on the loss of lives of the Titanic, but more importantly on what was the aftermath of the Titanic, what came out of that. And it's an opportunity to educate the public on maritime safety and where it's come in the past 100 years since that tragic event. In the case of IMO, as you know, we act as the depository for the Safety of Life at Sea Convention, which was adopted back in 1914 in response to the Titanic. And that convention today is much updated and covers not just passenger ships as it was originally developed, but it covers all types of ships. And a tremendous effort over the past 100 years has put into that convention to ensure that it stays up to date and relevant for today's needs.
Well, marine technology has improved over the past century. Any chance of something like this happening again?
Well, sadly, many of our improvements have come in reaction to disasters, the Solis Convention being one of them. But marine technology has tremendously improved safety. One example, particularly to passenger ships, since we're talking about the Titanic. For example, after a number of fires on board cruise ships back in the 80s, the organization moved not only to improve the structure of ships, but they required automatic sprinklers to be placed on all ships. Prior to that, back in the 60s, after the Morro Castle fire, the organization moved forward to all-steel construction. So many of these technologies, and I'm just highlighting fire, but many of these technologies in life-saving, fire protection, and even those you don't see in electronics that make life safer on board ship, have tremendously improved safety over the years. Ships are simply not constructed the way they were 100 years ago, and they're much safer today than they were. And they'll continue to improve, obviously, as the technology improves.
What is the key message from the Secretary General in his statement on the occasion?
Well, in addition to remembering those, sadly, who lost their lives, it's an opportunity, really, for the organization and the maritime community as a whole to refresh our determination to improve maritime safety, not just now, but well into the future. And he's taken actions along those lines. I have no doubt that, as you know, our Secretary General just took over in January of this year. And so he has mapped out a very strong agenda to ensure that we address maritime safety, and in particular for passenger ship safety, as you can imagine.